Iditarod runner-up Nicolas Petit leads this year's Kobuk 440. He was the first into the Ambler checkpoint this morning. The Northwest Alaska Trail will pass through the small town again on the back half of the race. KNOM's Zoe Gruskin reports.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
The sun was just creeping over Bornite Mountain when Nicolas Petit rode into Ambler. The French musher was the first to reach the village this morning. Ambler is the third checkpoint in this year's Kobuk 440 sled dog race, and it's where mushers tend to take longer rests. Petit took his time tending to his dogs, laying down straw and mixing up a pungent stew with water from the Ambler River, kept hot by local volunteers.
Meat mixture, and then some kibble is going to go in there with some probiotics and some psyllium.
What was the last one?
Psyllium. Like Metamucil. Gut health.
Strong stomachs are a special concern in hot years like this one. Meat can spoil quickly under the sun. Taking extra steps to prevent canine food poisoning is just one thing mushers are doing differently to adapt to the warmer weather. Though he said before the race that he was looking to win, Petit was nonchalant about his outlook.
Not really expecting any outcome, so just trying to do right by the dog. That usually ends up being the best thing you can do.
Did you do much swapping around of the dogs on your way up here?
No, I just loaded one up about 5 miles away.
What happened?
She was slowing down. Wasn't pretty to look at, so she's cuter in the basket.
Are you going to keep her, or is she staying here?
Oh, I don't know yet.
One musher who seemed to be having a hard time with the heat was Jesse Holmes. The 2017 Kobuk champion went out fast, but was spotted by other mushers camping and loading dogs onto his sled. His handler, Clara Knaringer, arrived third into Ambler, after Petit and Tony Browning. This is her first sled dog race.
I'm driving the B team, and normally I should be way back there and he should be here. The dogs and I, we both didn't really want to pass him, so we were like passing, stopping, till like got another leader in, and he took off then, but yeah, it was a little bit stressful to change plans. Did you? Especially for the dogs, because they were like, he's the boss, why should we go with you up front? That's not right.
By noon, a total of 9 mushers had reached Ambler, including Holmes. Petit had already returned to the trail, with one less dog. Reporting in Ambler, I'm Zoe Gruskin.